Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kajaria Ceramics Limited Q1 FY 2023 conference call hosted by Spark Capital Advisors India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Girish Choudhary from Spark Capital Advisors India Private Limited. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Spark Capital Advisors, I welcome you all to this call. From the management side, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Aggarwal, CFO of the company. I now hand over to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Everyone, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the quarter one FY 2023 earnings call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. As already said, joining me on this call are my sons Chetan and Rishi, our CFO Sanjeev, and Pallavi Bhalla from Investor Relations. All of us sincerely hope that you and your family are safe and healthy. We are very pleased to announce our first quarter performance, which again demonstrated our resilience against the backdrop of geopolitical uncertainty and high commodity prices. We have achieved sales volume of 23.33 million square meter in quarter one of 2023, with a turnover of rupees 1,008 crores, by ensuring full capacity utilization despite energy supply disruptions and unprecedented increase in energy costs. This year remains challenging for the industry due to escalating costs for almost all inputs. Industry has struggled to pass on costs to end users. It was difficult for us also, but we have leveraged our brand equity to drive a 2% price increase in May 2022, which enabled us to maintain our margins at 15% plus. Also, our new capacity of brick slab plant at Sri Kalahasti, which got commissioned in May 2022, has also helped in maintaining the margin. This plant has the most advanced technology, Continua Plus from SACMI Italy, for slabs manufacturing in South India. When we started this journey 33 years back, we started with the manufacture of 4-inch by 8-inch tiles, and now we are making 4 feet by 8 feet tiles slab at this plant. Going forward, the only major headwind for the industry is the possibility of further rise in energy prices. It is difficult to predict how the current scenario of geopolitical tensions, escalating inflation, and supply disruptions will play out, and hence we will not be able to give you any guidance on margin for the next few quarters. However, the demand scenario continues to be healthy, given traction in the real estate sector, despite high input costs and increasing interest rates. At present, we are witnessing a greater momentum in the tier 2 and cities below versus the macros, with India's GDP growth peg at 6-8% over the next couple of years. The domestic tile industry could in turn witness a similar demand growth, especially driven by the government's push for investment in infrastructure and low-cost housing. Kajaria's growth will outpace that of the industry, and we will deliver between 15 to 20% volume growth in financial year 23 on the back of improving demand from tier 2 and below cities. Distribution expansion and domestic market share gains as more players are continue to focusing on exports. Export momentum has improved in Morbi after being impacted for a few quarters, and we anticipate that export market will grow in double digits going forward. Now for this quarter's performance. In quarter one, consolidated revenue from operation increased by 80% on a year-to-year to rupees 1,008 crores from rupees 562 crores in quarter one F22 because of a lower base. Revenue from the bathware segment grew by 93% from rupees 37 crores to rupees 71 crores in quarter one. Revenue from plywood segment grew by 279% from rupees 5 crores to rupees 20 crores in quarter one. EBITDA margin for this quarter stood at 15.23% as compared to 14.32% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Consolidated PAT in quarter one is rupees 92 crores. As on 30th of June 22, working capital days have increased by 5 days to 57 days as compared to 52 days as on 31st of March 22 due to build-up in stocks of newly commissioned plants. There are 3 plants we commissioned. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to you for Q&A, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll check that. Meanwhile, we are taking the second question from the line of Mr. Rahul Agarwal. Please go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, good evening, sir, and congratulations for a good set of results. Sir, firstly, what was the average gas price for the quarter? Could you help with north, west, south pricing, please, and the trend for second quarter?
In the quarter one, the north prices were around 52 rupees, south was about 60 rupees, and west was about 67 rupees. Right, sure.
And how are the trends, sir, for the second quarter? What are we seeing there?
Trend is very vibrant, it's changing every day. The problem is there. Sometimes you cut gas, you have plow sores on various measures. It's a very, very, very fluctuative right now. Very, very difficult right now.
Okay, okay. No problem, sir. Sir, second question was on the South Asian ceramic acquisition. We are putting about 28 crores there, 4.8 million in MSM capacity. Sir, could you help what kind of tiles are these and, what drove this acquisition, please?
Okay, so this is Chetan Gajaria here. South Asian Ceramics is a plant which is 1 hour from Hyderabad Airport. It mainly manufactures two sizes, 60 by 60 and 60 by 120 centimeters ceramic flow tiles. The installed capacity is 4.8 million square meters and we are doing this acquisition to strengthen our base in South, mainly by cutting the transit time from Morbi, trying to service the smaller dealers and increasing the rotation of the tiles of the dealers based in South India.
And sir, in terms of gas supply at this plant, is that already present?
We have LPG connection there.
Okay, got it. And sir, last question was on the sanitary ware and plywood segment. The EBIT margin looks a bit lower quarter on quarter. Any specific reasons you want to highlight, sir?
Sir, can you repeat your question?
The question is that I'm looking at the EBIT margin for the other segment, which is basically the sanitary ware and plywood. It is 4.4% for the quarter. It was about 5.5% fourth quarter last year. Any specific reason for the margin being low here?
This is Rishi Kajaria. One, the sales were low because of the market conditions and even the raw material costs were a little higher. I think it all correct in this quarter onwards.
Okay. Okay. So you've taken price hike there again in 1Q?
Sorry?
Have you taken price hikes again in first quarter for sanitary ware and plywood?
No, we've not taken any price hike, but things will be better from here on.
Okay, theek hai. Thank you so much and all the best. I'll come back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Archer from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was, with respect to the other expense, can you help us with the A&P expenditure for the first quarter, sir? Is there any reduction QOQ?
Yes,
Can you quantify, please, Pallavi?
Yeah. Advertisement has been less in the first quarter, but it's been 19 crores in the first quarter.
How much was that, sir, in fourth quarter, if I may ask?
Fourth quarter was 32 crores. But for the year ahead, it will be, well, last year we spent about 80 crores on advertisement. This year, plus for advertisement.
Sorry, how much? I couldn't hear that, sir. How much?
Last year, total spend on advertisement was 80 crores.
Right.
This year, we are looking at 100 crore plus.
100 crore plus.
Yeah. Normally, first quarter, it is low and then it starts picking up from there.
Got it. And secondly, with respect to the outsourcing volume, or rather realization, if you look at the realization for the outsourced style, it has declined QOQ. So just wanted to understand, is there any downtrading or, lower value?
It cannot decline QOQ. It's the same product that we are selling, so it cannot decline. It could be margin 1-2% here and there, but it's -1%. It's nothing. Well, that depends sometimes on the product mix. But there is no change, there is no difference in the prices what we are selling, manufactured and outsourced.
Understood. And, with respect to the current, if you could help us in terms of the gas mix in the north plant and the
south plant. I can't help you in anything. Currently, it's every day is a different day because sometimes they cut the price at Morbi remains the same. The price at south is about 72 rupees. In north, there is a fluctuation on a daily basis because sometimes they cut, we have to source it from spot market and all that, so it's very difficult to tell you right now what will be the price for the quarter.
Well, I wanted to check in terms of the mix in north, earlier you had indicated.
It's a very vague question right now. It's very difficult to answer. Very difficult to answer on the gas front.
No problem, sir. And just one more question, if I may, with respect to Morbi announcing the, closure for 1 month. How do you see it playing out on the industry and for us?
I think you not only asked the question, you have answered yourself. It will be positive for organized players. First of all, our own plants are operating in full, and our JVs in Morbi are also working.
We are not taking any shutdown.
And so that answers your question by itself.
Roughly,
you can say that they are closing their plants from 10th of August to 10th of September. There will be no dispatches from 15th of August to 15th of September. And 85% of Morbi will be closed. Some JVs will be working. Some people who are based on exports will be working. And you can roughly take that 85% capacity will not be working.
And what about our vanilla, the outsourced the vendors? Would they be working or shut down?
Our outsourced vendors are, you can say, 70% are working. 30% who are the smaller players have to close up.
And rest, we are building up stocks to make sure that we don't have any problems in sales from our outsourced people.
Got it. That's very helpful, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from Onkar Gugardare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead. We have Mr. Sujit Jain from ASK. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah.
I just wanted to check, Mr. Kajaria, what is your estimate of exports this year from the industry, full year FY23?
For the industry, it should be close to 16,000 crores, or maybe slightly higher. Definitely not less than 16,000 crores.
And what would that figure be for FY22 full year?
12,700 crores. It is wise, will be 12,700 crores.
Right. And what was the average gas cost for the company as a whole for the quarter?
For this quarter?
Yeah.
55 rupees.
Right. And when we manufacture the product in-house versus the outsource, are the margins better?
Slightly better in our own manufacturing. Slightly.
Right. And one last question is, you acquired this company. close to 4.4 to 5 million square meters at around 28 crores, like you said, 51 crores.
28 million square meters, yeah.
Right. If you were to put that facility, you yourself, what would have been the capex for this?
See, a capex like that in a standalone plant is close to about 120 crores. And that is what we have acquired it for, because basically the capital employed is 60 crores and 60 crores is a debt. Like we put the individual plant, if you of this capacity, it will cost you, standalone plant anywhere in India will cost you about 100 to 120 crores. If I put up in Morbi, it can cost about 100 and plus crores, but any other place it will cost about 120 crores.
And plus there is also a time lag of 24 months for putting up a project like this in South.
And so, and secondly, also one information which Chetan just shared, earlier the machine deliveries was 3 to 6 months. Now minimum machine delivery from either China or Italy is 9 to 12 months minimum. Because of COVID, they are suffering from COVID more than what we anticipate sitting here.
Right. So this acquisition is close to 60 crores for 100% plus a 60 crores debt for 120 crores of EV. And which is what would have, your cost would have been if you were to set up this plant you yourself.
Absolutely right, yourself.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from Onkar Gugardare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Can you help me with the capex plan for this year, sir?
See, every year we have already said that for the next 3 years, this year is already done. And for the next 2 years, we are looking at 15% plus volume growth. And if you look at it, the capex plan should be anywhere between 200 to 250 crores.
Each year, right?
Each year, each year.
Okay, and how would you be funding that, sir, internal accruals, and how you plan to utilize the cash you have?
Internal accruals.
Yeah, and how you are planning to utilize the cash?
How do I?
After the capex, we have revised our dividend policy, which we will be paying, in fact, we have paid also last year 11 rupees dividend. So, the cash, surplus cash will go for expansion and dividend payment.
40 to 50% is of the earnings is a dividend policy.
And one thing you mentioned that you won't be giving guidance for margins for the next 2-3 quarters. So, any specific reason for that? Only for the result of fluctuating gas price?
We can't give a margin guidance because the gas price.
I think you have not listened to me before. I have made myself very clear with this global uncertainty. There is no talk about margin right now. Please don't talk about this subject. Right now it is struggling to get gas. That's the scenario on the ground. See, talking doesn't give me gas. Let me tell you, the situation is very tough on the ground. So let's not talk about margins. We have assured and we have said last conference also that we are looking at 15 to 20% volume growth, which we are trying to do in all sincerity, against the normal industry growth of 6 to 7%.
But at least can you hold on to this margin? That's what I'm trying to.
No, I can't say. I am making myself clear. I am not committing anything. And please don't keep on asking the same question again and again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. You've mentioned in your presentation that you are seeing healthy traction in the real estate, plus you're seeing greater momentum in the tier 2 and, you know, below markets. Just wanted to understand how is it different this particular time, and that too very different from, you know, Morbi was constantly complaining about weaker demand both in the domestic and export market and taking a 1 month shutdown. How are we differentiating ourselves? Is it product launches? Is it going into newer geographies? And how are we seeing, you know, higher demand compared to them on a regular basis?
So you're right that the demand is not that high, the demand is there, but how we are trying to gain more market share by doing these product launches and making sure that we sell more.
And the value of the brand.
And the value of the brand. Because of our brand value, we are getting that more, more share of the market. And we are also increasing our distribution, penetrating the network by opening more showrooms in tier 2, tier 3 parts of the country.
Could you give those out there in terms of how much distribution you could have added? maybe in last one quarter itself or in last 1 year compared to last year?
So last year we added almost 50 exclusive showrooms, and today we have almost about 1700 operator dealers all over the country.
CAPR exclusive.
Sure. And we also understand that you did this last lab product launch, which was there after May, after your new plant came into commission. How is the response of the last lab plant, and where do you see the segment moving in terms of, it could be a percentage of sales or it could be in terms of margins? Some color on the last lab plant.
So yeah, we got an excellent response. We were late in this in the entry. So with our South plant, when we launched these trials, we had a great response. And so it's just the beginning. We launched only in June. So going forward, we see good amount of sales of that. It will not be a very big volume, but it will give you good realization going forward.
Sure. Any reconsideration of coming up with the CAPEX, which you have right now put on hold, the new plant of Lasta, which we are going to come up in Morbi?
That's still on hold. In fact, we are looking at modernizing one of our north plants with the same container plus technology. We're still working on it. But we're not going to put a new slab plant in Morbi.
Anything finalized on the north plant or that's in the process?
We're still working on it.
Sure. And one last question, the newly acquired unit that you've just acquired, how old is the plant? And we could say, I think it was loss-making unit. Any reasons there?
The unit South Asia just opened 2 years back, and it was making losses because 2 years there was COVID. So the owners who were Gujarati could not run the plant at capacities. So now, once we take it over, we'll start selling the entire production between this year and next year.
Sure, understood. And I actually missed out the product profile that you mentioned. I'm sorry if it only could be.
It's making ceramic floor tiles of two sizes, 60 120 centimeters and 60 by 60 centimeters.
Sure, understood. Thanks a lot and all the best to your team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have Mr. Rajesh Ravi on the call. Mr. Ravi, please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi sir. I have few questions. First on this Asian Ceramics acquisition. What is the revenue potential for this 120 crore EV?
So we're looking at a revenue of 130 crore in 22-23 going up to 180 crore in 23-24.
Okay, great. So 120 crore itself you're looking to achieve in this financial year, and that to go to 180 crore.
Correct.
And second, you mentioned that the demand industry growth is 6%, it would be going at 15%. Last financial year, if it is in the correct domestic market, Kajaria sir said that market has contracted. So could you show some sense that are we seeing a growth just because of the low base of last year? Or sequentially, are we looking at demand improving in the domestic market?
What is the question of low base? We have grown at 33% in volume terms, 33%
for the industry, because last year COVID, it was impacted because of COVID. So this growth of 6% for the industry, is it just because
industry is passing through the toughest time what it has faced in the past 2-3 years? And the key aspect is the gas cost, which has gone up from 34 rupees in August 23rd to 69 rupees as of today, number one, in Morbi. Number two, anywhere in India, it's in a mess as far as the gas is concerned because of geopolitical tensions. Two, all the costs have gone up. All the costs have gone up. So that's why we are taking a break. They are saying we will do it just like China and Europe. You know, China, they have a Chinese New Year, they shut down their plant for 4 to 6 weeks. In Europe, they shut down, Spain and Italy, they shut down their plants in the month of August for almost a month. So that's it. And for your information, that every year we will do this. Not this is the first, this is just the first year. Every year they have said that we will close for 1 month, timing might differ. So what we are trying to do, as Rishi said earlier, we are trying to penetrate in the nook and corner of India. And as I said in my earlier talk, that it's a GST which is playing forward, because GST say aaj tax play band ho gaya, everybody is getting goods at 18%. Earlier there was a big tax play in smaller towns, they didn't want to join with the big manufacturers or the organized players because of the tax play. Now they say that we want to join, whether it's Kajaria or Somani Johnson, humko to company se judna hai.
So that's the slogan right now from that part, and that is what we are trying to penetrate. We had thought of starting this journey 2 years back. Unfortunately, because of COVID, it couldn't take place. We have started in full swing from April this year and trying to make as many dealers as possible.
And just to add to that, like we doubled our south plant, Srikalahasti plant, like we're taking a stake in the South Asian ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
All this will make a deeper penetration in other markets.
Like
our plants were north and west. With this south plant, we can go deeper in the south market and get more market share. So that's what we're working on.
Great. So how much price increase has been taken in Q1 and Q2?
We just took a 2% price increase. See, we can't right now, the situation is not that the price increase can be taken, because we also have to take market share and in the tough market scenario.
Okay, so 2% price increase has been taken this quarter, Q2, right?
No, Q1. Q1, on 1st of
Q1. Okay, and nothing has happened thereafter, right?
No.
Okay, so no, I am asking this because gas prices are quite volatile. Even in Morbi, your prices are fixed around 69 rupees. And how would be the gas situation in south? North is erratic, but south?
I think you're not listening to what I'm saying. I have already given the gas prices to the earlier guy.
No, that was for Q1, right?
I have given everything whatever is required. You can't keep on asking the same question again and again. Please don't ask that question again.
I'll check it from your transcript.
Listen to what is happening.
Sure. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from Yash Khemka from Yashi Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm audible now. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So, congratulations first of all on a very good set of numbers. I just had one quick question that are you planning to outsource any of the faucet and sanitaryware capacities or any more capacity expansion other than the ones announced in Jaipur?
No, we are not going to outsource any faucets and sanitaryware. We already have a good manufacturing base. We are already increasing products, and we have to right now work on more scales. So we already announced an expansion in future. And our faucet expansion is also going to come by October. So capacity is not an issue. We have to penetrate more and do our sales.
Okay, that helps. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pooja from PCG Advisory Services Private Limited. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, we have Mr. Chirag Sialok on the call. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
Hi. Good afternoon, good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just have one question, and apologies if it's a little repetitive, but it's basically a clarification on the demand scenario in the domestic market. There are two sort of, you know, competing pieces of commentary. One is from the Morbi segment and the other from the organized players. Ashok, I would request you, could you disaggregate the demand and tell us your 15% target, how much do you think the market is going at, and approximately how much are we taking market share away? I understand there are no exact numbers, but your best estimate, sir. That'll be very
good question. As I said earlier, last year the domestic market was 21,000 crores. This year, because of various reasons which has already been explained, the domestic market will not grow more than 5-6%, and it should be close to about 22,000 crores, near around that, as far as the industry is concerned. And as we have just talked, the Bombay players are taking a 1 month shutdown because they are not able to sell at these prices. The costs have gone up. As Kajaria, now the brand is playing into play because of, and the key factor which I have been saying in empty number of calls is GST. Earlier there was a big tax play between the so-called unorganized at that time or regional players, whatever you call it, and the organized players. Now with GST at 18%, and uniformity, whether you buy, I buy, or somebody else buys, the dealers who have opened more and more showrooms, they are the winners and they are opening more showrooms. Earlier, a guy used to have a 1,000 square feet showroom, and the other dealer has a 5,000 square feet showroom. Wo usko bolta tha, bhaiya, WhatsApp leya, main tumko sasta de dunga. So that scenario is getting over now gradually, and I would say 80% is finished. The bigger showroom you have, you are more able to sell because you are selling a concept. You are not selling an individual type. You don't make a house every year. You make a house once in 5 years, so you want the best out of it. So you decide and the price difference you are paying, if any, is because that showroom is displaying good set of products. So this is the change, and this is where the branded players, be it Kajaria, be it Tsunami, be it Johnson, they are all should grow in this line. So we are basically taking a market share. When I am saying at Kajaria, our vision is for this year 15-20% volume growth, we will definitely be taking a market share.
Understood, sir. Very clear. So, just if I may follow up with one question. This 5-6% market volume growth that we are expecting, if I were to back up, say, 3-4 months ago, or maybe even 6 months ago, was this what the expectation was, or has that expectation also sort of come down a little bit with time? I just wanted to know if there's an update on the overall underlying market.
See, as far as the industry is concerned, industry was hoping for a better scenario, because if you recall, the Honorable Finance Minister has said that I have spent so much of money, big money on infrastructure development. This geopolitical tension, this war, has made a mess of everything, because the gas prices have gone up everywhere. Now, and not only the gas, every single raw material has gone up. So, as a result, today the customer is not ready to accept this kind of price increase. The gas prices on 23rd of August was 36 rupees here. Today it is 69 rupees per SCM. You see, in a difference of about 5 months and almost a year. So this is and gas is something like 30% at that time. Today it is 38% of our cost of production.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pooja from TCG Advisory Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, congratulations for a good set of numbers. So I just wanted a check on how the shutdown on the Morbi is working well, but then would not they like to dump their product here at lower market prices, since your penetration is more into tier 2 and there are much more macro conditions impacting the purchasing power of the people there. So how would you look at it?
See, they have taken a shutdown so that they can clear their old stock and get better realization. Purpose is not to dump material in the market. That is the least thing what they want. They also want to earn some money by manufacturing their products. So purpose is to clear their stock, lighten their inventory and make better margins going forward. That's the whole purpose of the shutdown.
Okay, so you do not see any threat on price realization point of view on this
going forward, because they will try to increase the price a little bit if the supply, if the demand is there, and increase the market.
I take you a year back. In July, August, September last year, if you would recall, Morbi had a 1 month shutdown for polyspecified tiles and 1 month shutdown for ceramic tiles after that. And that was in the last financial year, was our best quarter. If you look at the numbers and otherwise, it was the best quarter where our EBITDA margin was close to about 22%. So that scenario of course was different, but that is what as Chetan said earlier. They are trying to correct so that the inventory reduces and they start afresh so that they can also make money. Nobody, you know, they are spending so much of money putting up these manufacturing facilities, not for fun. They also want to make money.
Okay, so got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Pooja. We have our next question from the line of Shrenik Bachwat from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Mainly I want to understand that as we are the most premium player and I assume we would be having our best and largest stores in metro areas. But our update highlighted that we are seeing better demand from tier 2 and below cities. So is there any specific reason that metros are weak currently?
Metro has less of a construction. They are more of a replacement market. And real construction is happening in tier 2, tier 3 cities in India as of now.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And sir, in this quarter, we delivered a strong growth of 6%.
Sir, since you asked this question, I want to give you two examples. Two of our dealers shared in our, we had a dealer meet on 10th of May. I think for the benefit of everybody, I would like to share these two instances. There was this dealer from Bihar, a place called Bhagalpur, and out of that nearby,
Darbhanga.
Darbhanga. And the guy said, look, sir, I have, last year I did a business of 8 crores with Kajaria. This year I will do 12 crores. Now, that's a small thing. The important thing he said is that I have a 4,000 square feet showroom and I'm making a 16,000 square feet showroom. It's in a small town, which is 1 hour drive, where the population is only 70,000. Then we have another dealer from Punjab, a place called Raya, which is about 1 hour from Amritsar airport. The guy has a 10,000 square feet showroom. He is in our top 10 of Kajaria. He said, sir, I'm making a 38,000 square feet showroom. I said, why? He says, look, a lot of showrooms have come in my area. I'm facing a competition. I want to make a bigger showroom. So I asked him, what do you keep? What will you keep? Sir, I'm dealing in Kajaria. I will only keep Kajaria. So that's their vision. That's what we are seeing on the ground. So that's why we are saying this, that tier 2 and below, and that's where the real growth is coming.
Sure. So to ask on that, sir, on the development of large stores, what is the contribution of our company? Like, do we just, we help on designing the store, or we also incur some capex for the store? What is our contribution in the development of the store?
So we give our expertise in designing the store. We give them the tiles, and we give them some mock-ups, cafetis and all that. Rest, everything they take care of.
Sure. And sir, so this quarter we delivered around 6% volume on 3-year CAGR basis. So to understand the expectation for the next 3 to 4 years, what will be a fair expectation for Kajaria's volume growth? Is a 10-12% more realistic, or we can assume a 14-15% volume CAGR for the next 3 to 4 years for a company?
Yeah. See, we have always said in our earlier 2 briefs that this year we are looking at 15-20% volume growth. Next 2 years, we are looking at 15% plus volume growth. That's our vision.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, like, do you have any provision for shifting to propane gas in any of your plants?
See, as far as our own plants are concerned, Gelco, Secunderabad and all, we have no vision to go to propane. Because what you are seeing today is not as something which will be there for all time to come. We all understand that because of this Russia-Ukraine war, the gas prices have gone up everywhere. The fuel prices, rent prices are close to about $100, but gas is not easy to transport. So propane is an alternative. The kind of volumes we are doing, we can see in Jailpur. We have run that plant 12 years on propane from 98 to 2010. With the volume what we are having, we cannot use propane or LPG. We have to run on line gas. As far as the Morbi plants are concerned, there is a scenario we can look at to have propane tanks, because sometimes, propane in a year is about 3 months cheaper than gas. That's the experience we could look into that in the Morbi plants. And as Chetan said, the South Asia is already running on LPG.
Okay, great. So, and so just one more question. So, like, given that US is the biggest market for tiles, and with the recessionary fears that are currently overhanging on the US and Europe market, do you see exports, don't you see exports taking a hit? Like, you projected for a 16,000 crore export, but don't you see any impact on the export because of the lower demand from US and Europe?
No, no, the exports, I am saying 16,000 crores is the minimum to do. We are today very, very competitive because in Europe, the gas prices, electricity price, gas, electricity prices have gone up by 300%, gas prices have gone up by 400%, and they are also very erratic. They are not getting enough gas. So a lot of plants are closed in Spain and Italy. And India, in spite of everything, is still very, very competitive. Even China, there is a problem. Gas prices have gone up by almost 60-70%, which I shared with you last time. So India is position, and we are the number 2 producer in the world after China, as far as capacity. So India is very competitive, and I am sure this year the export will not be less than 15,000 crores. It could be even more.
Oh, great. And just one last clarification. In an earlier comment, you said that you are struggling to get Did I hear it correct or did you mean something else?
You absolutely heard it correct because Rail is having a lot of problems. Some of the cargoes have not been delivered. You might be aware, but I said, but you might be aware more than me as you are tracking many other companies. There is a difficulty right now in getting gas. But we are managing somehow because some you have to buy at spot market to make sure that your plants run. That's why I am saying I can't give you the price which will be in the second quarter as of today.
Okay. Okay. Great. That's it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saumil Mehta from Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So first, on the clarification, when you gave a 50 to 20% volume guidance for this year, does it include the revenue from the newly acquired unit, or that should be over and above the normal guide of 15-20%?
Yes, sir. We'll have 15-20% volume. 15-20% volume growth.
Perfect. And second question is with respect to propane. Now, what we hear is obviously the last month that was about 9 to 10 rupees cheaper. Now, for a larger player like us, does it really impact because the cost of production for the Morbi guys will be down by about 5-6% at the total production level because of the gas?
I think you are not able to understand the scenario when you put this question. First of all, we have already discussed that Morbi players are shutting down their plants for 1 month from 10th of August to 10th of September. If they are cheaper by 5-6%, and why they are not running their plants, my first question would be, so it is not only propane or gas, all kinds of pressures are there as far as prices are concerned. That's why they are taking this. And as Rishi said earlier, they are trying to clear their stocks so that they can make more money in the future, because ultimately if they don't make money, how will they run their plants? So it's a very wise decision. They are also saying, as said earlier, that they will do this every year, one month in a year, so that there is no undue pressure.
Okay, perfect. And sir, what would be the current inventory very roughly versus historical levels given 1 month shutdown? It seems that the current inventory would have gone up. So very roughly, number of days would be what? 15-20 days higher than what usually we have as around this point.
So only they know. We don't know. We are not Morbi. Only they know there are 600-700 plants there. They would only know. How would we know? We only know that they are shutting down the plant for 1 month. No supply from 10th of August to 10th of September. No supply from 15th of August to 15th of September. We know that much. And we have already said, and I think other organized players may have said, that our JVs will run because we are able to sell, so we'll run our JVs.
Sure. And so last question is, are we seeing some sort of increase in, again, credit given by the Morbi players, at least from our channel partners and from our dealers?
No, they are not giving any credit anymore. I think when Chetan was the chairman of Vectas about 2.5 years back, we had a meeting during the first pandemic. That was sometime around July 2020, where we organized players and Morbi players had a good chat, and after that they have stopped giving much credit to the market. And let me tell you, and you can record that, they are giving much, much less credit what used to be happened earlier. They can give a discount, they can give a sasta maal, but no credit beyond a certain period. They are very, very tough on that.
Okay. That is very helpful. Thank you so much, and all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pooja from TCG Advisory Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have one or two questions. First, would you like to share your after-sales services data if you have any? What is the progress and what steps are taken to minimize that with respect to that? And secondly, I would also like to know that if export is such an opportunistic market with such high gas prices, why are Morbi players feeling that, witnessing that the supply has exceeded demand, it should have run well for them. So I would like some idea on that too.
I didn't get your point. There's no after sales service like that. We sell to a dealer and there's no complaints, there's no issues as such.
Okay.
So, yeah. And what was the second question?
The second question was, if export is such an opportunistic market with high gas prices all around the globe, with India having an opportunity to get more and more exports, then how are Morbi people not grabbing that opportunity and going for shutdown? I mean, they can.
I'm saying 12,700 was last year, and this year they will do 16,000 plus. So they are grabbing every single opportunity. Whatever they are trying to do, it will even cross 16,000 plus. Believe me, this exports will be much, much more, because first quarter is always tough, and this geopolitical tensions, a lot of problems are there. The moment things slightly improve, the exports from India, right now the current exports are 1200 crores per month. The moment the situation improves, believe me, it will be anywhere between 15 to 1700 crores per month at the first opportunity.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have our next question from the line of Ritesh Bajatia from Asian Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats team for a decent performance. Just one question. Based on the overall conversation, I understand incremental demand is coming more from tier 2, tier 3 cities. So just wanted to understand, is there any meaningful difference when we are serving metro and tier 2, 3 market in the terms of cost structure? And product related, what can be the difference when you are serving metro and tier 2, 3 market?
So there is no difference in the product or anything like that. And tier 2, tier 3, the more growth is coming with that. There's only that tier 1 is not selling. Tier 1 is also selling, but tier 2, tier 3, there's more volumes are coming. But the product lines is similar. And it is just because of a deeper penetration in the market by opening more showrooms and displays. That's how we're getting that market share.
Yeah, but is there any meaningful difference when we are compute the cost to serve metro and tier 2, 3 market? Like in the metro, we have higher manpower costs and other warehousing or other shop-related costs is also higher compared to tier 2, 3 market.
So we have no shop-related costs because we don't own any shops. All the shops are of dealers. And it comes to manpower, we are all similar. Similar, we have manpower all over India. So whether it is a tier 1 or tier 2, tier 3, the manpower cost is more or less very small difference.
Okay. So not any meaningful difference?
Not at all.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I think good questions were answered. We tried to do our best to answer them in a right manner. So thank you very much for organizing this thing call. And if people have more questions, our team of Sanjeev Agrawalji and Pallavi are there to take care of those questions. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Spark Capital Advisors India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.